सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नमाचार्य शिला हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड गिरिराज गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताई की जय। श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ ललिता विशाखा जी की जय। श्री श्री गोपाल जी की जय। श्री श्री पंचतत्व भगवान की जय। नृसिंहदेव भगवान की जय। भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय। समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। पांडवा निर्जला एकादशी तिथि की निताई गौर प्रिय वनंदे हरि हरि बोल। All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट 23 टिल 29। ओके, बिकॉज देयर इज नो पर्पट दैट्स व्हाई इट इज कंटिन्यूइंग टिल 29। मोस्ट ऑफ आवर टाइम विल गो ऑन रिसाइटिंग द वर्स एंड गिविंग इट ट्रांसलेशन, बट टाइम परमिट्स वी विल डू सम क्लास ओवर इट। थैंक यू। इस्पेह देवता यज्ञैः स्वर्लोकं जाते याज्ञिकः भुञ्जिता देववत् तत्र भोगान् दिव्यान् निजार्जितान्। इस्पेह देवता यज्ञैः स्वर्लंकं जाति जाज्ञिकः भुञ्जिता देववत् तत्र भोगान् दिव्यान् निजार्जितान्। इष्ट्वेह देवता जाज्ञैः स्वर्लोकं जाति जाज्ञिकः भुञ्जिता देववत् तत्र भोगान् दिव्यान् निजार्जितान्। Vaishnavis. What were translation and translation as well as last verse translation with purport by Srila Prabhupada. Istva, having worshipped Iha in this world, Devataha, the demigods, Jagyahi, with sacrifices, Swalokam, to the heavenly planets, Yati, Goj, Yagyikaha, the performer of sacrifice, Bhanjita, he may enjoy, Devavat, like a god, Tatra, therein, Bhogan, pleasures, Divyan, celestial, Nija by himself Arjitan achieved. If on the earth one performs sacrifices for the satisfaction of the demigods, he goes to the heavenly planets, where just like a demigod, he enjoys all of the heavenly pleasures he has earned by his performances. Please repeat. If on the earth one performs sacrifices for the satisfaction of the demigods, he goes to the heavenly planets, where just like a demigod, he enjoys all of the heavenly pleasures he has earned by his performances. No purport, next onward, 24, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th verse. So punya pachite subhre bimana upagiyate gandharveir viharan madhye devinang vruddhvishadruk. Having achieved the heavenly planets, the performer of ritualistic sacrifices travels in a glowing airplane, which he obtains as the result of his piety on earth, being glorified by songs sung by the Gandharvas and dressed in wonderfully charming clothes. He enjoys life surrounded by heavenly goddesses. Strivihi kama gayanena kinkini jalamalina kridanna vedatma patang sura krideso nirvrutraha. Text 25. Translation. Accompanied by heavenly women, the enjoyer of the fruits of sacrifice goes on pleasure rides in a wonderful airplane, which is decorated with circles of tinkling bells and which flies wherever he desires. Being relaxed, comfortable and happy in the heavenly pleasure gardens, he does not consider that he is exhausting the fruits of his piety and will soon fall down to the mortal world. Text 26. Tabat sa mudate swarge javat punyam samapyate khina punyah patatyarvarga nichan kala chalitaha. Translation. Until his pious results are used up, the performer of sacrifice enjoys life in the heavenly planets. When the pious results are exhausted, however, he falls down from the pleasure gardens of heaven, being moved against his desire by the force of eternal time. Text 27 till 29. Jadi adharma ratah sangat asatam bhajitendriyah kamatma krupano labdhah straino bhuta bhimsakah pasun avindhya avidhina labhya preta bhuta ganan jajan narakan avasa jantur gatva jati ulvanam tamah karmani dukha darkhani kurban dehena taihi punah deham abhajati tatra king shukhang martya dharminah. Translation purported by Srila Prabhupada. If a human being is engaged in sinful irreligious activities, either because of bad association or because of his failure to control his senses, then such a person will certainly develop a personality full of material desires. He thus becomes miserly towards others, greedy, and always anxious to exploit the bodies of women. When the mind is so polluted, one becomes violent and aggressive, and without the authority of Vedic injunctions, slaughters innocent animals for sense gratification. Worshipping ghosts and spirits, the bewildered person falls fully into the grip of unauthorized activities and thus goes to hell, where he receives a material body infected by the darkest modes of nature. In such a degraded body, he unfortunately continues to perform inauspicious activities that greatly increase his future unhappiness, and therefore he again accepts a similar material body. What possible happiness can there be for one who engages in activities inevitably terminating in death? Purport. In the Vedic analysis of civilized life, there are two paths. One who takes to the path of Nivritti Marga immediately renounces material sense gratification and purifies his existence by performance of austerity and devotional activities. On the path of Prabhuti Marga, one furnishes a steady supply of sense objects to the senses, but one consumes
such sense objects under strict regulations and through ritualistic ceremonies, thus gradually purifying the heart and satiating the material senses. Unfortunately, as explained in this and the previous verse, the path of Prabhuti Marga is extremely volatile, because rather than becoming detached, the living entity often becomes uncontrolled and fully addicted to further sense gratification. In the previous verse, the path of regulated, authorized sense gratification was described, and this verse, the path of unauthorized, demoniac sense gratification is described. In this verse, the words Sangat, Asatam, Bajitendriyaha are very significant. One may fall down into sinful life by bad association, or even in good association, one may fail to control his senses. Ultimately, each living entity is responsible for his existential situation. Dvat, Adharma Rataha, in this verse indicates those engaged in excessive sex life, meat eating, drinking, and other inauspicious activities that transgress the codes of civilized human life. Being in the mode of ignorance, these persons develop such a cruel mentality that they do not consider any festive occasion complete without the consumption of large quantities of meat obtained by slaughtering helpless animals. Eventually, such persons become influenced by ghosts and spirits who deprive them of all ability to discriminate between right and wrong. Losing all sense of decency, they become fit candidates for entrance into the darkest mode of material existence. Sometimes these lusty, intoxicated, carnivorous, considering themselves pious, pray to God in a useless way. Afflicted by innumerable material desires, they rotate from one material body to another without experiencing true happiness. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has noted that material life is so disturbing that even if one is allowed to live for an entire day for Brahma, approximately 864 crores years, one will eventually be afflicted by the fear of death. In fact, Brahma himself is disturbed by fear of death. What to speak of tiny human beings who live a paltry 70 or 80 years at most. Thus, as stated here, King Shukam Martya Dharminaha, what possible happiness can one find within the painful grip of material illusion? Translation of the last three verses again. If a human being is engaged in sinful irreligious activities, either because of bad association or because of his failure to control his senses, then such a person will certainly develop a personality full of material desires. He thus becomes miserly towards others, greedy, and always anxious to exploit the bodies of women. When the mind is so polluted, one becomes violent and aggressive, and without the authority of Vedic injunctions, slaughters innocent animals for sense gratification. Worshipping ghosts and spirits, the bewildered person fall fully into the grip of unauthorized activities and thus goes to hell, where he receives a material body infected by the darkest modes of nature. In such a degraded body, he unfortunately continues to perform inauspicious activities that greatly increase his future unhappiness, and therefore he again accepts a similar material body. What possible happiness can there be for one who engages in activities inevitably terminating in death? Jadi adharma ratah sangat asatam bajitendriyah kamatma krupana lubdhah straino bhuta bhinsakah pasun avidhina labhya प्रेत भूत गणान जजन नरकान अवश जंतुर गत्व जाति उल्बनम तमह कर्माणि दुख दर्काणि कुर्बन देहेन तैहि पुनः देहम आभजते तत्र किं सुखम मर्त्य धर्मिणः नमं विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణి జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శివసాది గౌర్భక్త బృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యః చ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బృంద కీ జయ హరే కృష్ణ టుడేస్ వర్స్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 11 చాప్టర్ 10 టెక్స్ట్ 23-29 ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్రూటివ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ విచ్ ఇస్ కంటిన్యూయింగ్ విత్ సమ్ అదర్ టెక్స్ట్ ఆన్వర్డ్స్ హియర్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్టింగ్ ఉద్ధవ్ అబౌట్ ద రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్రూటివ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆల్సో కృష్ణ హడ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ అబౌట్ దిస్ spiritual and material activities with a beautiful comparison through Kapil Dev to Mother Devahuti in third canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Himself Krishna is explaining Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita regarding this material fruitive activities and the spiritual devotional practice. The aim and object of all these topics as explained by Krishna is to give us an idea what's really we get when we are just involved in material fruitive activities. So, as we know, we are all spirit souls. Means we are part and parcel of Supreme Lord Krishna. Krishna told in Gita, Mamaivansa Jivaloke Jivabhuta Sanatana. We are not part for this life, we are part for past life, present life and future life. That's a word the Sanatan is used, which is eternal. For all times to come, we are part and parcel to Supreme Lord Krishna. And Krishna is Sachid Ananda Vigraha. Ishwaraha Paramaha Krishna Sachid Ananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Brahma had explained it in Brahma Sangita. So, Krishna's body is eternal, blissful, and with full of spiritual knowledge. So, being part and parcel, we should be in that platform. Our this consciousness should be blissful, eternal, and full of transcendental knowledge. But because we are in this material plane or planet, we are just in a very reverse mode. Means we are having no eternal peace, no pleasure, no real knowledge. We are grouping in ignorance and our knowledge is not perfect. And we are in a mood to get peace and pleasure, but ultimately we are facing sorrows and miseries. As a common human being, as an intelligent person, we should ask ourselves why we are failed in our attempts. Instead of getting pleasure, instead of getting peace, instead of getting prosperity, we are getting all the reverse. What's the cause of it? We should see that because our attention is on body, which is perishable, which is to be diseased, which will face old age, which is with birth and death, which is temporary, and where all sorts of miseries are there, we think it to be the self. That is your first mistake. That's why Veda is saying, Tamasho ma jyotir gamaya. Don't remain in darkness. Come to the light. Means transcendental knowledge. What's knowledge we are getting? That is making us to group in darkness. Why? Because we are ignorant of the self. Through this knowledge, we think the body to be the self and bodily expansions to be the me and mine. In this way, our attachment to body and bodily expansions are increasing, for which we are forced to work to maintain them, to give them pleasure, and in turn, we'll be satisfied that I maintained myself and my family. That is going on. We are victim
of all these items for which we are not getting eternal peace, pleasure or prosperity. That's why Krishna is repeatedly explaining all these topics through Kapil Dev himself to Arjun, again here through Uddhava. Similar topics also explained by Lord Shiva to Parvati in Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4, which is known as Rudra Gita. There is three Gitas. Arjun is listening Gita from Krishna, then Rudra Gita, then Uddhava Gita. Everywhere Krishna is explaining about the nature of this material world. And because we are prone to be a part of this material world, so we are forced to become the servants of this material nature. Although it is the external potency of the Lord, still it is very, very powerful. We hope, because we are coming to Krishna consciousness, so we are already win over this external energy. Matter of great regret, not yet. Because our chanting is not pure, not offenseless. Rather, when some wonderful activities or something is shown by this material nature, our senses are so much victimized of these sense gratificatory objects that we are running to see and to enjoy all these items. In this way, we are always under the stringent laws of material nature. As Krishna told, Daivyesha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratya. Of course, external and internal potency of Krishna is same to Krishna. Because Krishna is all powerful. Everything is manifested from Krishna. But for us, external energy is powerful, so also internal energy is more powerful. But to give us an idea, Krishna is explaining here how nature of fruitive activities works. As we the jivas, conditioned souls, when we are in this material world, we want to get more happiness, more pleasure. That's why what is explained in Vedic scriptures, we are just following it, the karma kanda process, and observing or performing different yajnas, sacrifices, in turn want pious results. For what? Getting pleasure, to get some peace, to enjoy more comfortably. And ultimately, when the accumulation of pious activities are more, we are forced to go to heavenly planets. In all the verse from 23 till 29th and 30th is explained by Krishna how we are going to heavenly planets. We are getting very beautiful body, getting more sense enjoyable objects, getting very good airplanes. And what type of airplanes? It is explained here. Glowing airplane. Our airplanes are not glowing. Only headlights and few red lights. Nothing else. And also, the planes that are decorated with circles of tinkling bells and which flies wherever he desires. More than the our remote system of present items. You see, your pious activities having that limit. Will go with glowing airplanes and tinkling bells, and wherever you desire, it goes to that place. How long? Till your accumulation of result of fruitive activities ends. When you are going in that plane, what more is there? You will be glorified by songs sung by the Gandharvas. You see. And what more? Dressed in wonderfully charming clothes. These clothes are not charming. Those clothes are more valuable there. And what more? Enjoys life surrounded by heavenly goddesses. What we are seeing here, it is just little bit at limits. But heavenly pleasures and beauties are more than this. And what more? Relaxed, comfortable, and happy in the heavenly pleasurable gardens. The soul does not consider that he is exhausting the fruits of his piety and will soon fall down to the material world. When we are getting some relaxation time or pleasure-giving timings, we think this will continue for a long time. But it seems to us like momentary pleasure, it is just going away. But the sorrows, miseries coming to us, it seems to us as it's continuing for a long time. But it is only the impression of our mind. That's why it is told here, until his pious results are used up, the performer of sacrifice enjoys life in the heavenly planets. When the pious activities are exhausted, however, he falls down from the pleasure gardens of heaven, being moved against his desire by the force of eternal time. So, our pleasure is in a very limited period. And we think, because I made so long, so many sacrifices, just giving so much investing money and my physical energy and doing so much endeavors, so ultimately that pious activity's result will be for a long, long, long time. And here, a BPTP example is given by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He told that even if one is allowed to live for an entire day of Brahma, the day of Brahma means he had given approximately 864 crores years. One will eventually be afflicted by the fear of death. Why? Because Brahma himself is disturbed by fear of death. Brahma's planet is the topmost planet of this universe. This is the universe consisting of 14 planetary systems, out of which we are in middle planet, that is the earthly planet. And above this is 7 planetary system, topmost is Satyalok or Brahmalok, the abode of Brahma. And one moment in Brahma is 1 year in earthly planet. Similarly, 7 nethermost planet below the earthly planet. And its 14 planetary systems, that is birth, death, old age and disease. Although somebody is becoming Brahma or Shiva, Shiva's planet is above, Maya's planet is there. That's Shiva had given instruction to Parvati in 4th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Sodharmanishta Satajanma Himpiraman Biranjitameti Tatparahimam Kintu Abhyakruta Atho Jatha Ahang Vibuddha Kalatve. Means when somebody is doing Varanasrama Dharma very strictly with successful program for continuously 100 lives, he is eligible to become Brahma. And when somebody is making more pious activities than the qualification to reach Brahma, he is going to Mahesh, means Lord Shiva's position. But these positions are not permanent, not eternal. But Shiva is telling, we, the different demigods, we have to wait for Kalpa, long, long years. Why? Because we had given certain responsibilities to please, to satisfy the Supreme Lord. When our term will over, Lord will see what our activities were. Then only we will be able to go to the higher planetary systems or may not be. But those who are devotees, Vaishnavas, coming for a very momentary period, as it is told here, in the verse 23rd, not 23rd, somewhere here it is written somewhere, 70 years, in the purpose of Prabhupada to give in. What to speak of tiny human beings who live paltry 70 or 80 years at most? So Shivaji is appreciating that, because when you are becoming devotees of the Lord and worshipping the Supreme Lord, and satisfying him, then getting his blessings, definitely we are going to Lord Sabaoth, that is Vaikuntha planet. From where? Nobody comes down to this material world. But it is not possible at all in this age of Kali. Why? In this Kali, all these sinful activities are together here. As we are restricting in our regulative principles, all these are abundantly made in the open world throughout the globe. Only it is restricted by certain ISKCON devotees. World population is more than 700 crores. And ISKCON devotees, I do not know, may not be 1 crore within the whole universe, world, I think. I may be wrong, but I am not sure of it. Because after Srila Prabhupada, our movement is not so much spreading. Still it is spreading, but not like Srila Prabhupada's period. So, ultimately, 699 crores of people are just becoming the victim of this ugly witch Maya. Doing all nasty, abominable activities, as it is explained here, engaged in sinful, irreligious activities, and doing all nasty works, for which they are creating a very polluted atmosphere. So, to become a devotee, we have to associate with most exalted personality of Supreme Lord Krishna. How? With the accumulation of devotional sukruti. Satsanga labhyate puman sukruti purva sanchite. Of past bhaktinmukhi sukruti, one comes to this world with human form of life to associate with the dear devotees of the Lord. What's their job? What the dear devotees of the Lord are doing? They are simply glorifying Supreme Lord Krishna. They are just simply chanting the holy name of Krishna. They are simply 24 hours engaged in the service of Supreme Lord Krishna. In this way, their mind, senses, body, everything is totally spiritualized with deep Krishna consciousness. Right example is Srila Prabhupada, who had just crossed this Atlantic Ocean at the age of 70 and preached the science of Krishna consciousness and moved around the globe 14 times within 11 year span of his preaching period. And established Krishna conscious societies for the benefits of the rest of the world. And we are the fortunate souls who are just associated here by his mercy to become exalted persons, to go back home, back to Godhead. But our tapasya should be very much tough. This Krishna consciousness is itself is a tapasya. And to do it, we have to very much careful about our chanting. We are doing chanting, no doubt. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But this chanting is offensive chanting. Why? Because we are not free from material desires. Anya vilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulena krishnanusilanam bhaktir uttama. Srila Rupa Goswami told in Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu. Until and unless our mind is free from material desires, we cannot chant the holy name of the Lord. It is explained by Srila Prabhupada in his purport during his lecture in New York on November 19th, 1966. Here that is told that unless you do your chanting perfectly without any material motive or intention, then it is difficult to chant the holy name of the Lord. That's I told, Sarvapadhi Benir Muktam Tat Parattana Nirmalam Hrushike Na Hrushike Sa Sevanam Bhaktir Uchyate. You should be free from all material desires and also designations. Nirmalam means your mind should be completely pure. What is that purity? Oh, I am spirit. Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahman. I am not this matter. This is my covering. I am now external servant. Sorry, I am now eternal servant of Krishna. That is my real identity. So, one who is freed from this designation and situated in his real constitutional position, when he is fixed up in that position, when he renders service in that way, then that will be Hrushikena Hrushikesa Sevanam Bhaktir Uchyate. Hrushika means the senses. Now, my senses are designated. When senses will be free from designation, and with that freedom, in that purity, when I shall engage in Krishna consciousness service, that is called devotional service. So, we have to see how we should do our bhajan. That's bhajan is told anukullena, favorable. We have to serve Krishna favorably, not unfavorably. How? Anya bhilasita sunyam. You want to serve God with some material purpose, some material gain. Of course, that is also nice. If somebody goes to God for some material gain, he is far greater than the person who never goes to God. Prabhupada told. That is admitted in the Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvidha, Bhajante Mang, Sukrutina Arjuna, Artho Artharthi, Jigyasu, Gyanicha, Bharatar Srava. That's a better man, but we should not be like that. We should not go to God with some purpose of material benefit. We should be free from this. That is called Anya Vilasita Sunyam. And next, Jnana Karmadi Anabritam. Karma means work with some fruitive result. I'm working in Krishna consciousness just to get some profit out of it, isn't it? Yes. Definitely says yes. Not nodding. Yes. Definitely. No question of compromise. Because today is Pandava Nirjala Ekadasi. You are doing all Nirjala Ekadasi. I had 3 times in 3 different centers. I am now determined to do that Nirjala Ekadasi to all of you, which is a very much wonderful for me. Because Gaur Govind Maharaj told us, we asked about Nirjala. Sorry for my interruption with diverting topics. I told Gurudev this Nirjala Ekadasi you can do and will remain completely fast from beans, grains and water, everything. They told, why? Why will go to Gurudev? Gurudev, as if he has very thunderbolt to send to you. He is not looking at the face of his disciple. Always in like Shivaji's incarnation. Very rare to see his with his smiling face or very much normal. It is a good fortune he is going that way. I told because it is written Nirjala. No, it is for Bhimsen, not for him. Not for you. You should serve Krishna taking your anukalpa. You are not Bhimsen. Sorry. Yes. Yes, boss. Yes, Gurudev. So now, I came to this Bhainder and Mira Road. Prabhuji, are you doing Nirjala Ekadasi? I remained silent. I went fast to Jihu. Prabhuji, you are doing Nirjala Ekadasi? I remained silent. Then here, Prabhuji, you are doing Nirjala Ekadasi. This is hunting from devotee side, from Gurudev side. So in between, I'm just squeezed. What to do? Now I've seen majority of devotees are doing Nirjala Ekadasi. Let me do and see what's the result of it. Or actually, we are doing all Ekadasi. Still, because today is Nirjala Ekadasi, let me do it. So that is also one austere life, and definitely for devotees, they are doing it for the pleasure of Supreme Lord. We are getting result, but it should be Anya Vilasita Sunyam. Karma means work with some fruiting result. I am working in Krishna consciousness just to get some profit out of it. No, this should not be done, Prabhupada told. And Jnana means I am trying to understand Krishna. Of course, we shall try to understand Krishna. But God or Krishna is so unlimited, we cannot actually understand. We cannot understand, it is not possible for us. Therefore, we have to accept whatever we can understand. Just like Bhagavad Gita is presented for our understanding, we should so far understand. So, janma karmadi anabhrutam anukullena krishnanu silanam. So, culture of Krishna favorably, that Krishna, how Krishna is pleased, we should do like that. We should know how Krishna is preached. How we can know? Through Bhagavad Gita. And take the right interpretation from a right person. Then we'll know what Krishna wants and do accordingly. And Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Rutama. Then you are elevated to the first class devotional service. First class devotional service, everything should be done anukulena. Anukula means favorable. It is a great science. We have got immense literature for this. If we have got time, we can utilize, we can understand this science and prepare ourselves for the supreme benefit. So in that spiritual planet, Purusha, Sa Paraha Partha, Prabhupada is explaining about the, this eternal planets. There the supreme personality of God is there. Just like you see, here millions of planets or stars within this universe is a small particle only. There are many universes like this. And in the spiritual sky, there are also three times more universes are there. Only 1/4 manifestation of the planets are here. 3/4 is there in the spiritual sky. That information is there in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Ekanseno sthito jagat. So, each and every spiritual planet, there is expansion of Krishna. And they are differently named. In that picture we will find our Bhagavat innumerable. Prabhupada had given in all the cover page of Bhagavatam some different spiritual planets with different names. They are all with Purusha, means Supreme Lord. Purusha means person. They are not impersonal. Purusaha sa paraha, but superior. Purusha sa paraha partha bhaktya labhyaha. You can approach that Purusha simply by devotional service. And devotional service with the association with the dear devotees of the Lord. Not by challenge, not by philosophical speculation, not by exercise of this yoga or that yoga. Simply by surrender and devotional service, you can win Krishna. It is clearly stated, not stated that you can reach there by philosophical speculation or mental concoction or by some physical exercise. This is not possible. You have to reach there by bhaktiya or devotion, ananya, ananya chetaha, without deviation to this karma or frantic activities or the philosophical speculation or this exercise. Simply, this devotional service, unalloyed devotional service, without any mixture, you can reach to that Purusha. Jasya antastani bhutani jena sarvam idam tattam. He is such a Purusha that everything, whatever you see within him and he is without, all pervading. He had got such energy. How is it that? Just like the sun is fixed up in one place located, but the sun rays is all over the universe is distributed. Similarly, although God is there, still his energy is distributed everywhere. So many explanations Prabhupada had given, but Prabhupada had given a very wonderful topic here that the Supreme Lord, although he is just giving us the opportunity, so let us imagine a place where there is birth, death, old age and disease. Then Prabhupada asked his disciples, will you not be interested to go to that place where there is no birth, death, old age, disease? Please raise your hands. So all the students raised up their hands. So Prabhupada told, suppose this planet is here. You are all going there. Do you want to return back here? No. We don't want to suffer from this birth, death, old age and disease. Now this will be only your prerogative. No, yes, Prabhupada. So Prabhupada told, that planet is not there, that is there. Try to go there with devotional practice. So, here we see, when I'm doing some punya, karma, or fruitive activities, just to get some result out of that pious activities to go to the heavenly planet, to enjoy the glowing aeroplane with the tinkling sound, with the Gandharva sing song, and with this beautiful woman just around you, and with a nice covering dress and nice bodily luster and beauty, but that is for a moment only. The moment your fruitive activities will be finished, then you will again forced to come back by the force of eternal time. So, why not utilize your human form of life to go back home, back to Godhead, eternally to the Lord's abode, where you will be with the Lord and always serve the Lord eternally with a very, very just most exalted spiritual form, which will never be vanquished, which will remain forever, and which will give you all the chance to serve the Lord with utmost pleasure and with utmost satisfaction and with utmost dedication. So, to get that opportunity, Prabhupada told, Supreme Lord Krishna came here as Gauranga. Why? To give us the chance to practice this devotional service with mood of surrender, total surrender. Sarvadharman paritejya mamekam saranam braja. Mahaprabhu is the manifestation of total surrender with unmotivated desires, material desires. Anya vilasita sanyam. So our surrender should be like that, without any motivation of material desires and without any designation, and with a mood to serve Supreme Lord Krishna under the guidance of bona fide spiritual master, and with chanting, offenseless chanting, and in a mood to serve Krishna always, so that we will become very pure and will be elevated to that platform, and by the mercy of our spiritual masters, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, we will be connected with Supreme Lord and His eternal seva. Otherwise, Krishna is not careful to accept our seva. He is just, you know, supreme. Why care for this tiny jiva who are just hovering in this material world? Our dimension, you know. 10,000 part of the tip of the hair. Krishna does not care to us. He does not care to Brahma also. Who else we are? So, we should be very serious, because Krishna had given us the chance to be born in India as a human being. It is not by chance, by accidental, or by this or that. No. It is by karja and karan. By cause and effect, Krishna had mercifully given us the chance. When he saw that we had moved around the universe for crores and crores of lives in different species, then out of his causeless mercy, he gave us the chance to become a human being in this earthly planet. So that we should see how much important is this human form of life. And we have to follow the footsteps of previous acharyas, Sada Goswamis, Srila Prabhupada, and our acharya parampara, so that we will be encouraged that we have to do some seva for the pleasure of Krishna. And pleasure of Krishna means well explained by Krishna in Gita also. And here, exactly he is telling Krishna to Uddhava, what is the result of fruitive activities? How a common human being is just unnecessarily spoiling his human form of life for this fleeting pleasure, for few seconds as per the calculation of Brahma's lifespan. He is toiling so hard. Prabhupada also told this. Like a gadha. We are going in a just car of a devotee. He was, Prabhupada explaining what is gadha. Prabhupada, gadha, you know, gadha is telling gadha. He just after some sense gratification with female ass and a bundle of grass. So much he is toiling hard. And what we are doing? With a big qualification, with good knowledge of material science, we are hovering after that type of pleasure. So do you think you are less than that gadha? You are a superior deluxe gadha. That's why you have not applying your intelligence to go back home, back to Godhead. So you have become two-legged gadha, but just following a four-legged gadha. So become an intelligent person to go back home, back to Godhead by the mercy of Supreme Lord Guru and Krishna, and by himself Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What's the means? Just chant always the holy name in the association of dear and pure devotees of the Lord. If fortunately one pure name will be uttered from our lips, that will make our life successful. That's why శ్రీ రూప గోస్వామి హాట్ టోల్డ్ ఇన్ భక్తి సామత సింధు అభిర్ణత్వం నామనామిన నామశ్చింతామణి కృష్ణ చైతన్య రస విగ్రహం పూర్ణశుద్ధ నిత్యముక్తో అభిర్ణత్వం నామనామిన నామ ఈజ్ గివింగ్ చింతామణి ఇట్ విల్ ఫుల్ఫిల్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ డిజైర్స్ వై యు ఆర్ ఎక్స్పెక్టింగ్ ఆర్ రన్నింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ డెమిగాడ్స్ ఆర్ ఈవెన్ టు ద లార్డ్ నేమ్ ఈజ్ మోర్ మర్సిఫుల్ దాన్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ యు విల్ వర్షిప్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ సాటిస్ఫై హిమ్ ప్లీజ్ హిమ్ దెన్ హీ విల్ అపియర్ హీ విల్ బ్లెస్ యూ ఆస్క్ యూ యూ విల్ ప్రే టు ద లార్డ్ దెన్ విల్ సార్ ఇస్ మర్సీ దెన్ విల్ గెట్ యూర్ రిజల్ట్ బట్ హోలీ నేమ్ ద మూమెంట్ యు ఆర్ థింకింగ్ అండ్ చాంటింగ్ హోలీ నేమ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్రెడీ ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్ హౌ మర్సిఫుల్ ద నేమ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ కలి దాట్ సెట్ ఇస్ టోల్డ్ హరర్నామ హరర్నామ హరర్నామైవ కేవలం కలవు నాస్తేవ 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 గతిరన్యత ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫుల్ఫిల్లింగ్ యువర్ డిజైర్ సైమల్టేనియస్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ క్లీనింగ్ యువర్ హార్ట్ చేతు దర్పణ మార్జనం బొమ్మా దావాగ్ని నిర్వాపణం శ్రేయ కైరవ చంద్రిక వితరణం విద్యావధి జీవనం ఆనందం బుధివర్ధనం ప్రతిపదం పున్నామృత స్వాదనం సర్వాత్మ స్నపనం పరం విజేతి శ్రీకృష్ణ సంకీర్తనం హౌ వండర్ఫుల్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫుల్ఫిలింగ్ యువర్ డిజైర్ సోల్స్ క్లీనింగ్ యువర్ హార్ట్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే ద మొమెంట్ ద హార్ట్ ఈస్ క్లీన్స్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది డర్ట్స్ అకుములేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ మిలియన్స్ అండ్ మిలియన్స్ ఆఫ్ బర్త్ బ్యాక్ ఇట్ విల్ బి గ్రాడ్యువలీ బికమ్ వస్ట్ ద మొమెంట్ ఇట్ టోటలీ క్లీన్స్డ్ యువర్ హార్ట్ లైక్ మిర్రర్ ఈజ్ టోటలీ నౌ గివింగ్ యూ ద రిఫ్లెక్షన్ of your own self. When you see the self, how pleasurable it is for you. When getting some pleasurable material items, like recent invented mobiles or some electronic technological items, you are getting so much pleasure. You are after it forgetting your chanting name or moving with devotees, programmer. Hey, let me, Prabhu, I had got a machine, let me check it. Not check it, to enjoy it. If it is your intention, when you are seeing the self in your heart like mirror, what pleasure you are getting in your life, you can't forget. The whole world's pleasure will be accumulated before you. You will not look at it. Forget it. Today I got the life. I saw my own self. And after great endeavor, you will see the super soul. Next within the heart, very close to the self. You are actually not part and parcel to Supreme Lord Krishna. The Supreme Perfection Krishna. Not the partial manifestation as Super Soul or as the Brahma Jyoti manifestation. That is the transcendental effulgence of Supreme Lord Krishna's body. We want to see the full spiritualized complete form of Krishna. Satchit Ananda Vigraha Krishna. That will come to you again with your offenseless chanting of the holy name of the Lord, with the association of dear and pure devotees of the Lord. When your heart will be more cleansed, you are more inclined to the service of the Supreme Lord, it is written here, Bhakti Siddhanta's picture, that you had given that adjective, you had forgotten. Can you please remind me what's in that here? Sincerely, with faith, with devotion, and a sincere service attitude, I can chant the holy name of the Lord. Oh, what is that Krishna who had adding that? I can't forget it. Oh, that form is that? What is written there? That paper? Near to Bhakti Siddhanta. Very nice word is there. Near Bhakti Siddhanta pictures. So we should pray like that. And when Krishna is being merciful, he will manifest within our heart next to our self. Not as the super soul, but our eternal relation with that supreme personality which exists eternally forever. As per our mellows, Santa Dasya Sakya Vatsalya Madhurya. Mahaprabhu had made this Santa out and he told, Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya Nachamu Bhuvan. With four mellows we will be related. What relation we have related with Krishna, which form? That form will appear within the self, just side of yourself, within the heart. Bhaktaccha upapta rupaya paramatmane namo namaha. As per your desire, with that mellow, which is eternally binding you at the lotus feet of Krishna, in which mood you are serving Krishna, that will come to your heart, to the side of the self, in a form what is ever existing for you and waiting for you to take seva. And that form is the eternal form of Krishna. Somebody is inclined to Krishna, somebody is inclined to Ram, somebody is inclined to Ramchandra Mahaprabhu, somebody is inclined to Sachinandan Gaurhari, somebody is inclined to Nityananda Ram, somebody is inclined to Nrisingadev, somebody is inclined to Bamandev. Accordingly, that form will come here. Even if you desire, you desire not. Because you have eternal loving relationship. It will not be fabricated or it will not be changed. As for your purity of heart, first self, then that form which is eternally connecting with the Supreme Lord Seva will manifest within you. So that wherever you will see your Ishtadeva here and Ishtadeva everywhere. No diversion of the mind, no ulterior desires will be there, no ulterior motives will be there, and no ulterior any thoughts will be there. Only thoughts will be the Supreme Lord Krishna. Whichever form, he will be appear within our heart next to the self. In this way, gradually, you will so merged with the self and the Supreme as per your desire, as per your manifested form in your heart, you will be just very tightly, very closely, very intimately related with him, and not a single moment you will stay without his seva. If you want to serve him, he will manifest before you. Like Sanatana Goswami, as the Prabhu was telling yesterday, Gangamata Goswamini, that Rasik Rai is in Tulasi plant area. And he is crying, "Oh mother, I want, please take me to your lap and serve me. Whole night I am here. Why you are not coming?" That is coming as a dream, not dream. That's in reality. And in Sanatana Goswami, when he saw coming from Jamuna, birth, taking birth in Jamuna, after his birth in the early morning, by 2 o'clock night, he was coming, little, it is morning hours, when he reached to his cottage, he saw some kids were playing early morning. And ultimately, one with the boy is coming holding the finger of Sanatana Goswami. "Baba, Baba, I want to go with you." "Are Baba, where will you stay?" "I have a cottage for one night under one tree. Next night I will go to another tree, make a cottage. I have not a permanent place, not a nice building like Nand Baba, not nice feeding like Jasumati Mata. Where will you stay?" Your devotional vision will be like that. Not a moment will be away from your Lord, who is appearing in your heart. Bhaktecha upapta rupaya paramatmane namo namaha. Why you will divert? You will cry and cry and cry, finish your life with chanting holy name and will die. Ultimately go to back to Krishna. Because Krishna is waiting to take you back to his abode, where you are eternally serving him with only enjoying mood, you are giving a chance to fall down to this material world. So Nand Baba, Sanatana Goswami, told like this, but this one, "No, no, Baba, I want to stay with you." Then Sanatana Goswami left that boy and came to his cottage and thought, "Oh, Krishna, you are interested to come to me, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told me to write scriptures for the people of this age of Kali, fallen people's conditioned souls. How can I serve you?" So in this mood, he was writing scriptures, but mood was with Krishna. What will write? What Krishna will prompt? Not your writing, not your language. That's why their language remains all times to come, all times to accept by everybody, all religion, all people, all caste, all people, all country, throughout the universe. Nobody will deny it. Nobody can challenge it. Because Krishna and his words in Gita, Krishna and his writings through Goswamis are similar. Eternal. So, when that night, in that thinking of Krishna in that mood, Sanatana Goswami passed the night and is going again at 2:30 night to take bath in Jamuna. He had a small gate, small sticky gate, very poor gate, just to restrict anybody not to come, but that can be easily broken. At that time in village areas you might have seen, they had made similar, very poor, some gates. When going to take bath, he saw the same boy who was pulling his finger and asking, "Baba, Baba," he's just standing at the gate.
and he came also in dream. Baba, I had came to her house. I will stay with you. He saw the dream. He is going to take bath. He saw at the gate, same picture, same form is standing. So, how eternally he is serving. How eternally he is dedicated. How purely he is serving Lord. How purely he is thinking of the Lord. And how he is surrendering to the Lord. You see, manifestation, thought, action and program, everything in one line. In one spiritual transcendental platform. So, Mahachaitra Sanatana Goswami told, what can I do? He had already reached my house. So, ultimately he brought him to his house and took his bath in Jamuna and came back. What he brought? Some forest sack, some forest leaves. Because you know, Jasoda Mata is giving nice puddings. So, I have to cook something for this gentleman. He is coming to my house. He has nothing. He just right. He is very, you know, mendicant. He was not looking for future. What will be present I want to eat. But nothing. Everything is supplied by the arrangement of Lord. So immediately he arranged some cooking materials and items for Krishna. And he brought that forest sacks and boiled it with that cooking pot. He put it before this Madan Gopal. And uttered the name, Prabhu, please accept it. Then he was busy in writing his scriptures, as was directed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he is writing, immediately because he is working always, simply remained for a few seconds sleep. Not sleep, it is Jogamaya's action, Joganidra. In that Joganidra, same Madan Gopal, he is standing just a few inches, maybe 2-3 feet. Small cottage, how much distance it is. Oh, Goswami, you had given me this sack, but you had not put any salt. How can I eat? You see, that is loving exchange of relationship between Krishna and his dear devotee. Then Sanatana Goswami Ukaptan, that's why I told why you are coming to me, why you are following me, why you are here. I am here to follow Mahaprabhu or to arrange nice pudding for you. Rajbhog is arranged by Mata Jasomati. And very good arrangement by King Nanda Baba. You are a very nice princely personality. How can I make you to stay in this dirty cottage? But love, pure heart, pure intention, desireless intention, and your dedication and your mood of seva, that is accepted by the Lord. Thereafter, when Krishna told like this, Sanatana Goswami is the same personality like Krishna, Trikalagya. He knows past, present, future like Krishna. She thought because he is here, something should be made, very nice temple for him so that he will stay and take a very nice seva. In that mood, he was writing also, how nice building or temple will be made for this Madan Gopal Nandalala. And you see, wonderfully, one merchant was going with the Jamuna River with stock of items to a far country. But somehow or other, his boat was stuck up to a sand-in area where it is difficult to make it out and to go again in Jamuna River. He tried his best with his workers, staffs, local people. Nothing was possible. They told, I have a terrible loss. How can I manage it? Then these local Brajavasis told him, you can go to Sanatana Goswami. If you will desire, then within a moment your desire will be fulfilled. Where is? Now look at him. He is in the dense forest. No permanent house. Jai Sri Sri Gaurnitai, Jai Sri Radha Gopinath, Lalita Vishakha Ji ki Jai, Sri Sri Gopal Ji ki Jai. So ultimately, he came and very with much more difficulty found Sanatana Goswami, lean and thin fellow, dirty dress up to the knee and a skinny fellow. Wow, he will just bless me. How can it possible? Still, by the advice of the locals, he paid Dandavat Pranam. So who are you? Now I am a merchantile man. I am going through your Jamuna River to some business. My boat is stuck up to a sand dune and I am in a very headache, very, very painful mood. So please help me that. Now what can I do? I go and push your boat. No, you bless me. What blessings? I will do my writings or I am just waiting somebody will come for blessings, this, that. Now please help me. Now I am helpless. I am under the help of this Madan Gopal. You should ask him. You go and pray him, he will fulfill your desire. Because Lord wants, Krishna is forced to act accordingly. Krishna has no independence. Although he is Ajita, but he is conquered by the dear devotee. Ajita Jita. Bhaktai Jita. Ajita Jita. So he went to Madan Gopal, told Prabhu, my boat is stuck up to sand dune and I have a terrible loss. But I am promising you, whatever profit this time I will get, infinitely everything will be yours. Please help me. Now by the Lord's mercy, showering rain is supporting this Lord's words. You see, Lord's desire is like this. Anyhow, when he just prayed and came back, immediately a black cloud came. With a torrential rain and heavy wind, with a one stroke, the boat was out of sand dune to the deepest part of the Jamuna River. And this merchant was very much amazed. What wonderful the Lord is. So he was very happy, went to that business, got very good business, very good profit, but promised to the Lord, I will give everything. But today's our promise is what? We are promising to the Lord and doing something else. Suppose I am getting 1 lakh rupees profit, what I am doing? Every day, when deity's Pancha Pradipa is just moving around with a brass plate, What we are doing? At best, 20 rupees or 100 rupees note. Every day I had seen one man, you have 1 lakh rupees. Why are not giving 70,000, 50,000 or both thousands? Why 20 rupees, 100 rupees? What? You have no money. You are cheating Lord and you are cheated by the Lord. You are coming for devotee, for lives together. No, devotion. Krishna is very much cheated in that way. He is going his flute, also dancing that. Okay, give me 20 rupees. Your devotion is there. Okay, you are 100 rupees. This. He is always a very good expert dancer because Gandharva Vidya is coming from Krishna. While beating the drums and blowing the conch and singing nicely and dancing, nobody can surpass Krishna. No Radharani, nothing. Nobody. 300 crores gopis dances Krishna's rasa dance. Within a moment, Krishna has vanished from everybody in dancing position in such a way. And he can make you dance your conditions just by the mercy of this external energy. No, not have to come here. You have not that sukruti. Anyhow, when this man came from his business, he came and paid prostrated dandavat pranam to Sanatana Goswami and brought all the boat filled up with that profitable items to Sanatana Goswami. Prabhu, this is what? For me. What can I do? Now he told to Madan Gopal, I asked Madan Gopal and it was done. So it is for you and you. No. It's a very pitiable night for me. I don't want to touch it. Vishay Purusha is he. Enjoyer man is he. And Vishay material is for him. Nothing for me. I am just to write Mahaprabhu's instruction to write literature for the people of this age of Kali. It should be done by you, by me. Yes. You should take initiation from me. And your responsibility is to make a temple, nice temple for Madan Gopal with this money. Then he was initiated and made this nice temple. You might have seen Madan Gopal temple, very higher level in that. Now Jamuna is far away, still in the Parikramarg is there. That temple was done at that time with this cost of all this money of these mercantile people. So how he will not get the mercy? He's working as per the direction of a pure devotee of the Lord. And Lord is accepting Seva. Ultimately, this is his last life. This he had gone to Lord's abode. Similarly, when he'll do all these things, immediately will be transferred to the Lord's abode. And in this way, our life will be successful. And today is our Pandava Nirjala Ekadasi. If you want, I can glorify a little about this, otherwise wind up. How many of you are interested to listen Pandava Nirjala Ekadasi? Please raise your hands. So little will do out of it. Eh? Okay. Now I am just, because so many topics I have to wind up, so we should not go further. This Pandava Nirjala Ekadasi is basically for Bhimsen. Bhimsen was one of the brother of Pandava brothers, five Pandava brothers. And when Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking Krishna about this Ekadasi, which is come in this month of Jyeshtha, and what's the name of the Ekadasi, and what's the result of it. So that was explained by Krishna to Yudhishthira, what was told by Vyasadeva to Bhima. And this Ekadasi is known as Pandava Nirjala Ekadasi because Bhima himself had observed the Ekadasi along with our Pandava brothers and with his wife Draupadi. Bhimsen was asking,
Oh, greatly intelligent Lord and grandfather, because Vasudeva is their grandfather. My brother Yudhishthir, mother Kunti, beloved wife Draupadi, Ajilaj Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev fast completely on each Ekadasi and strictly follow all the rules, guidelines and regulative injunctions of that sacred day. He is admitting that I am not doing, but they are doing. Being very religious, they always tell me that I should also fast on that day too. But old learned grandfather, I tell them that I cannot live without eating. Because as the son of Vayudev, Samana Prana, the digestive air, this Samana Prana, Vayu is within me and my hunger is unbearable. I can give widely in charity and worship Lord Keshav properly with all manner of wonderful items. But I cannot be asked to fast on Ekadasi. Please don't ask me for Ekadasi. He's just with his folded hands telling to his brothers and mother and everybody that I can worship Lord Keshav properly with all manner of wonderful upacharas. Means items, but I cannot be asked to fast on Ekadasi. You are so weak to Ekadasi. Please tell me, my dear grandfather, how I can obtain the same merits result without fasting. He is asking to Vyasadeva. He is his grandfather. Hearing the words, the grand desire of Bhima, Srila Vyasadeva is explaining. If you want to go to heavenly planets and to avoid the hellish planets, you should indeed observe a fast on both the light and dark Ekadasi. Shukla Pakhya and Krishna Pakhya Ekadasi. Then Bhima is replying, O greatest of the Manis, since I cannot live if I eat only once in a day, how can I possibly live if I fast completely? I told you, once a day if I remain fast, I can't. So you are telling me to both the Pakhya Ekadasi and full day fasting? It is not possible. A special fire burns within my stomach named Bruka. It's more explaining. The fire of digestion and Agni, the Agnidev, he's narrating to Vyasadev. How Agni is coming, how different varieties of Agni are there, he's explaining for a moment to Vyasadev. Agni, the fire god, descends from Lord Vishnu to Brahma, then from Brahma to Angirasa, then from Angirasa to Bruhaspati, then from Bruhaspati to Samyu. Samyu is the father of Agni. He is the gatekeeper in charge of Nairuta corner. When you are doing some of your house or everything, there is Nairuta corner, is the Nairuta Kona, we told it. Vastu Shastra is very important, where you have to keep your kitchen house. Nairuta Kona, it is written, southeastern direction. He is one of the eight material elements. And in this way, this Nairuta Kona is very important. And I am the Bruka Agni, that is digestion fire in my stomach. So I can't bear that fire until and unless I can eat full of stomach some puddings. So Agni is three varieties. One is Dava Agni, another is Jatra Agni, another is Badava Agni. Dava Agni means the fire of wood which you are seeing in this forest fire, Dava Agni. And Jatra Agni, the fire in digestion in the stomach. And Badava Agni, the fire that creates fog when hot and cold streams mix in form in, for the example, the ocean. You see in the ocean there is some smokes are coming. That is that Badava Agni. Another name for the fire of digestion is called Bruka. It is therefore very powerful fire that resided in Bhima's stomach, Bruka. So he told, O great sage, I might possibly be able to fast only once. So I beg that you tell me of an Ekadasi that is worthy of my fasting. Then he calmed down to not one day, but half day fasting. Means I can fast only once of the whole year. And that includes all other Ekadasi. He is telling in that day to Vyasadev. I shall faithfully observe that fast and hopefully still become eligible for liberation's release. Both the sides is
asking in this way to Vyasadev. So Vyasadev replied, O king, you have heard from me about various kinds of occupational duties, such as elaborate Vedic ceremonies and pujas in Kali Yuga. However, no one will be able to observe all these occupational and functional duties properly. Why? Because people are less intelligent, less memory, and less life also. Manda sumanda matoi manda bhagyahi upadruta prayana alpayusa kalavasmin jugejana. That's why Vyasadev told like this. In Kali Yuga, however, no one will be able to observe all these occupational and functional duties properly. So I shall therefore tell you how at practically no expense one can endure some small austerity and achieve the greatest benefit and resultant happiness. The essence of what is written in Vedic literatures known as Puranas is that one should not eat on either the dark or light fortnight Ekadashis. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 13, Text 12 and 15, the Bhagavat Puran is itself the essence or rim of all Vedanta philosophy. That's it is called Sarva Vedanta Saram. And Srimad Bhagavatam's unequivocal message is that of full surrender to Supreme Lord Krishna and rendering of loving devotional service to Him. Observing Ekadashi strictly is a great aid in that process. And here, Srila Vyasadev is still stressing Bhima the importance of the Ekadashi Vrata. Who fast on Ekadashi saved from going to the hellish planet. Vyasadev is explaining to Bhimasen. Hearing Srila Vyasadev, the son of Bayu, Bhimasen, strongest of all warriors, became frightened and began to shake like a leaf on a banyan tree in a strong wind. He became tremble. Listening the fasting timings, he was very much scared. Frightened Bhimasen then said, O grandfather, what should I do? I am completely unable and ill-equipped to fast twice in a month throughout the year. Please tell me of the one fasting day that will bestow the greatest benefit upon me. Vyasadeva replied, without drinking even water, you should fast on the Ekadashi that occurs during the light fortnight of the month of Jyeshtha, means between May and June, when the sun travels in the sign of Taurus, Vrishabh, and Gemini, Mithun. As per learned personalities, on this day, one may bath and perform achaman for pratipokshana purification. While performing achaman, one may drink water with an amount of it equal to a drop of gold. Means very insignificant. Or that amount it takes to immerse a single mustard seed. You know mustard seeds, how much is? To immerse it in the water, how much is required? That much water should be come to our achaman when we are doing three times Gayatri achaman. If it is more than that, he is explaining. While performing achaman, one may drink water within the amount of it, equal to a drop of gold, or that amount it takes to immerse a single mustard seed. For achaman sipping, this amount of water should be placed on the right hand, which one should form to resemble a cow's ear. If one drinks more water than this, he might as well have drunk wine. Vyasadev is explaining Bhimasen. So you should be prepared today not to drink like this water which will be treated as wine. Despite the soaring heat of summer in the northern hemisphere and cold in the southern hemisphere, one must not eat anything for if he does so, he breaks his fast. Jadi bhitar kisi some other you feel very hungry and told, let me take some juice, this, that, or some meetings like of maybe anukalpa, then your fasting is totally break. This rigid fast is in effect from sunrise on the Ekadashi day to the sunrise on the Dwadashi day. If a person endeavors to observe this great fast very strictly, he easily achieves the result of observing all 24 other Ekadashi fasts throughout the entire year.
on Dwadasi, devotees should bath early in the morning. Then according to the prescribed rules, guidelines and regulative injunctions, and of course depending on his ability, he should give some gold and water to worthy Brahmanas. All of us should arrange some golds tomorrow to give Brahmans after early bath. Then only it will be successful. Finally, he should cheerfully honor prasadam with a Brahmin. What we are doing, our Mahaprasad, we are doing some Mahaprasadam with a Brahmin. Of course, some Brahmins are here, but he should arrange gold definitely. Oh, Bhimasen, one who can fast on this special Ekadasi in this manner reaps the benefit of having fasted on every Ekadasi during the year. There is no doubt of this, nor should there be. Specific merit one gets by fasting on the Ekadasi. This Ekadasi, Supreme Lord Keshav personally told me, Vyasadeva is telling. What? Everyone should take shelter of Keshav and follow his instructions. What? He told to Vyasadeva, who fast on this Ekadasi without taking even drinking water or eating, becomes free from all sinful reactions. And that one who observes this difficult nirjala fast on Jyeshtha Shukla Ekadasi truly reaps benefit of all other Ekadasi fasts. In Kali Yuga, there is the opportunity to fast on Ekadasi and become free from all one's past sins. Merits of Pandava Nirjala Ekadasi is bathing in all places. We are getting result of bathing in all places of pilgrimage. Second, result of giving all kinds of charities to worthy persons. Third, you become great person. Fourth, achieves all manner of opulence, wealth, grains, strength and health. Fifth, at fearful moment of death, terrible Jamadutas will refuse to approach you. Sixth, you will be taken to supreme abode of Lord Vishnu by the Vishnu Dutas. To gain all above benefits, one should certainly fast on this very auspicious and important Ekadasi, even from water. Jai Pandava Nirjala Ekadasi ki. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki. Jai Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Lalita Vishakha Ji ki. Jai Sri Sri Gopal Ji ki. Jai Sri Sri Panchatattva ki. Jai Sri Sri Nrsingade Bhagavan ki. Jai Bhaktaraj Prahlad Maharaj ki. Jai Samaveta Gauravakta Vrinda ki. Jai Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki. Nitai Gaur Preya Varande Hari Hari Bol. Bancha Kalpataru Vyascha Krupa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Jai Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki. Jai. Given in this Bhagavatam. No necessity of asking any questions. If any questions you can ask, or little time is over, you can continue chanting so that you'll get full benefit of Pandava Nirjala.